Today, it is literally true that campesinos, along with the children of impoverished working class and indigenous communities, are becoming doctors and running with unrestrained enthusiasm to help their brothers.
Steve Brower lived for a year in the mountains of Venezuela and observed 9 young villagers receiving rigorous training to become physicians. His book is a first-hand account of the Barrio Adentro program, in which thousands of Cuban doctors and nurses staffed newly built dispensaries in all Venezuela's poor neighborhoods, where people had often never seen a doctor in their lives. Now, 8 years into the program,
the first students are graduating and going into residencies, working alongside as full-fledged doctors. And it will really not be so far away that Venezuelan primary care doctors will be taking care of their fellow citizens.
Aida Susser, who teaches anthropology at Hunter College, said the Cuban model of social medicine was outlined in 1960 by Ernesto Che Guevara, who was also a physician.
Providing health care to all in a way that works with the communities. Che Guevara said, we don't just want barefoot doctors or people who are partially trained in the villages. We want doctors who are fully trained in the villages. And that was a very important decision. We want doctors who know just what they know in the West, but they know more. They know about the people they're working with.
Maxine Horris was trained as a medical doctor in Cuba long before they started to export community-based medicine. She spoke about the latest developments there in the field of mental health.
Children who have problems in schools, who have problems in learning, they place them in a learning situation within theater. They do mental health dance, art, in all of the different communities in Cuba. Cuba feels that it is not just curing somebody of a disease, but it is the integral setting, as the UN has it, of a human being in a complete wellness.
The philosophy that preventing illness is more effective than curing it had led Cuba to dedicate 300 doctors to care for the people of Haiti since 1998, said Steve Brower. And soon after last year's earthquake,
within 2 or 3 months, there were 1,300 people, mostly physicians, who were Cubans or associated with their education programs, working in all parts of the country. And they were providing the bulk of the disaster relief care, but they also understood the country, spoke Creole, and they could talk to the poor Haitians.
And Cuba, said Maxine Horris, doesn't want to profit from the AIDS epidemic.
It has hepatitis B vaccine, it has all the AIDS drugs at this point, and it is exporting these drugs for little or no cost.
Despite a terrible period of economic downturn in the 1990s, Cuba continued funding advanced education. Steve Brower suggested that the United States should emulate what Cuba did in the present recession and train its youth to become the doctors and teachers of the future. For WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.